St. Patrick's Day is just ahead, and there's a new CD that's caught our attention. The recording is actually inspired by music from all over the world. Each cut is accompanied by a geographical marker. This Irish-flavored tune begins the CD. It's called Lost in the Loop. Ireland is the starting point for this global journey. Republic of Strings by Daryl Anger and the American Fiddle Ensemble on Compass Records moves on to Detroit, Manhattan, South America, Appalachia, Beirut, Finland. In fact, one critic described the CD as Afro-Brazilian Scandinavian bluegrass. Daryl Anger is in the studios of member station KQED in San Francisco. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
What do you think about what that critic said?
I think it's really funny.
Did you envision this CD as some kind of travelogue?
Well, you know, we are interested in international string band music, and interplanetary string band music, actually, is where we're going with this. But we'll just take it one step at a time. And what's going on all over the world, people are taking their traditional music and examining it and playing it in the light of everything else that's going on musically around the world. And it's a very exciting time for string band music. And hindsight, when we put the record together, we said, oh, well, this is for music from all over the world. Even though it's filtered through us, it's still very international. So we thought, well, hey, you know, let's do a Republic of Strings. We have this great combination of people. The story that sort of developed is that we have a prodigy, a phenom, a master, and a legendary weirdo. And we're still trying to figure out who's who. It seems to be changing around. But the fact we have a 16-year-old young woman playing the fiddle and a 25-year-old cellist who has completely reinvented his instrument. And then we have, you know, somebody who's really a master of the guitar, and then who knows about me? I'm just, you know, I'm out there.
Huh. Let's talk about your fiddler, Brittany Haas, the teenager.
Yeah.
She has a 5-string violin. That's kind of unusual.
4 strings are not enough for Brittany. She's got to get, she needs an extra string to get all that music out. She was referred to me by a great Appalachian fiddler, Bruce Malski. Brittany has just completely turbocharged the Appalachian fiddle style and turned it into something that will stand up to any style of violin playing anywhere in the world. And Bruce said, well, okay, she's absorbed everything I have, you know, I'm turning her over to you. And so she pretty much has absorbed everything I have to offer her in the last year and a half, and now I've got her studying Cannonball Adderley and jazz guys, and I give her another 6 months on that, and then, you know, who knows? She'll have to figure it out for herself.
Her sister plays on the CD too, right?
Her older sister is an incredible cellist who is playing all over the world with the great Celtic fiddler Alistair Fraser and has just joined Mark O'Connor's chamber music trio.
The other cellist on the CD.
Yeah.
The
cellist who plays with us regularly is Rashad Eggleston. And he's definitely, you know, with a name like that, you know something's going on. His mother is Farsi Indian, and his father is a good old mongrel American. He is unbelievable. Rashad is playing an entirely new instrument, which just happens to be called the cello. He's playing bass, drums, and guitar on the cello simultaneously.
What's it like for you? I mean, here you are kind of, and I can say this with affection, you know, the geezer in the group, and you've got these young kids there. I mean, it must be an interesting dynamic.
It's just absolutely wonderful to see, you know, like I came into this music as a young kid. I was 21 when I joined up with David Grisman. We started the David Grisman Quintet, and that was really an intergenerational group, too. David was in his 30s. The idea that music is one of the few professions that still has sort of an apprentice-master relationship is very attractive. There's a lot in this kind of music, this acoustic string band music, there's still very much respect accorded to the older players, which, you know, I love now because I'm the older player. I'm just turned 50 last year, and I'm definitely, you know, in proto-geezerhood. And to be able to work with these young kids and sort of, you know, show them around, show them around the farm, so to speak, and have them be so incredibly quick, you know, and able to do stuff there, you get the sense of this sort of ongoing progression where people are standing on each other's shoulders and just reaching farther and farther into music.
What's the story behind the piece from Brazil?
The Brazilian piece. Yes, that's a piece of choro music. That's the Brazilian string band music. It's called choro, which means cry, which is emotional, an emotional cry. This particular tune we liked because it does have a story. It's like thematic music. It's like program music. It's about a fellow named André. It's called André's New Shoes. André has bought this pair of incredibly beautiful new shoes. They are so beautiful that, well, with beauty, we all know, comes pain, and these shoes are beautiful, but they hurt very badly. So as he walks down the street, he's going to have to stop every few steps and just complain. So that shows up in the music in a programmatic way. We stop in the music every few steps and do our little arias of pain. Everybody gets to improvise their little pain aria and think about how badly their feet hurt.
Oh, there's one moment where it's like you're stretching the catgut. I mean, it literally is a scream of pain.
Actually, I just always think, okay, he's put his shoes on the rack. The shoes are stretched. Now the shoes are screaming in pain, you know. The capability of these instruments to make any sound. We're even imitating the sound of shoes screaming.
Afro Suite, you take us to West Africa, a place you've been. You went there in 1980.
Yeah, it completely changed everything for me, including my ideas about what music is. You know, it went that deep. Going to Africa and seeing people doing music just as part of their daily life, just as sort of a means of survival, emotional, spiritual, physical survival. You know, I had grown up in America. I was a middle-class kid thinking, well, if you're going to do music, you have to be the best. You know, you have to be up there, and then like everyone else is down there, and they're listening to you, and then you're playing, you're giving it to them. Well, the idea of music as a thing that everyone shares in order to get to a higher place collectively. Somebody might be up on the stage, but that's just sort of an accident. Everyone is an essential part of the process.
Because music becomes like breathing. It's not like something separate from life.
It's a shared spiritual experience between everybody in the room.
Listening to the Republic of Strings, it's a little like, the analogy is kind of like the transporter in Star Trek, where you sort of, you know, can dematerialize from Brazil and end up in Manhattan and have no, you know, lasting after effects. But every once in a while, I think I'm hearing a classical string quartet. Now, I know you were with the Turtle Island String Quartet, which had great crossover success, but are there any vestiges of classical music on this? Is there a classical influence here, too?
There's a classical influence in the sense that we are very interested in composition, we're interested in musical development, we're interested in technical issues like playing in tune, playing in time, playing together, and you know, classical violin has developed an approach to those kind of technical issues that is the most highly developed. So you always are going back to classical music in order to learn more, you know, in the same way that you're going to jazz to learn about issues of harmony and melody and being able to improvise, and you're going back to fiddling, traditional fiddling, in order to learn about how to play together rhythmically, how to get a groove. So we're reaching into all these different traditions for different skills that we want to develop. I'd like to just say that this band works because the people in the band work together great. I love the idea of this sort of virtual nation of, you know, musicians that all extend all over the world, but basically this music is about this one combination, this magical combination of young and old people playing together, music that they love, playing with people that they love to play with.
Daryl Anger joined us from the studios of member station KQED in San Francisco. Republic of Strings by Daryl Anger and the American Fiddle Ensemble is on Compass Records. Daryl, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, edited this week by Neil Carruth, with production help from Phil Harrell, Andy Lyman, and David Rector. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hahn, with audio engineers Ted Mebane and Drew Reynolds. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Skajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.